Welcome to the Midlife Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Lewis. I'm a coach for midlife moms with a background as a mental health therapist. I help midlife moms who are feeling lost and stuck to be able to discover and create their dream midlife. Let's do this. Hello, midlife moms. Today's episode is called When You Have a Down Day. A few years ago, I was speaking to a group of women and I shared a little bit of my story of growing up. And if you want to hear more about that, I did an episode, My Story of Healing. It was episode 10, but I kind of talked a little bit about this story at the beginning of my presentation. It was vulnerable and it was hard to share it. But afterwards, I had a few women say to me, "Thank you for sharing that. It's easy to look at you and think you have it all put together." I'm like, oh, that is so far from the truth. But it was just really interesting that that was kind of the viewpoint that they took. And I don't feel that way about myself. And I have my down days. And today is one of those days. And I thought, you know, I'm going to share a little bit of my process when I have down days of how I navigate it. So today I have just felt off. I don't know what's going on. It may be hormones. I'm totally going through menopause. My estrogen is low and it could be hormones. It could be related to something else. I don't even know. I haven't been able to figure it out. I just know I feel off. Some of the feelings I've been experiencing today, again, are feeling down, frustrated, unproductive, discouraged. On and on it goes. I have been thinking about how to take care of myself when I feel this way. And I have learned over the years how to take care of myself and just things I can do. But I wanted to share with you my process of what I do when I have these down days. And I want to share it in an effort to, for one, be real that I'm a human and I struggle. Being a mental health therapist, yes, it gives me some skills to be able to help me navigate these different things, but I'm still human and I'm going to have these days. So one of the things I do is I just notice my feelings. What am I feeling? I name it out. You know, like I said a second ago, I'm feeling down, frustrated, unproductive, discouraged. So I'm noticing what I'm feeling and I'm allowing for it to be there. I'm not trying to push it away. I'm not trying to do things so that I can avoid feeling it. I'm just allowing for it to be there. It's really great to notice what we're feeling and being able to name it, because as we do that and we allow for it to be there, it actually will process through our bodies. So as we're allowing for the feelings, we can also notice what we need. What do we need to help us as we feel the feelings? Feelings can be an indicator of what we need. So today, as I was recognizing what I was experiencing, I was asking myself what I needed, and I needed to take care of a few things. Like, there were some bills that needed to be taken care of. There were some messages I needed to return. So being able to take care of a few things, that was good for me. And then I knew I needed to exercise. Exercise is huge for me because it just helps lighten my mood. It helps if I am feeling bigger emotions, it can help it to process through the body. So I did exercise today and it was interesting because I exercised and I did feel a little bit better, but it didn't totally make all the feelings go away. It just is a means to be able to take care of myself. So I noticed I was still feeling feelings after I exercised. Sunshine is another thing that's really great for me, getting out in the sun, getting out in nature. And today's a beautiful day, so I did that. I got outside, I got some sunshine, I got out in nature. And so that was really good for me. The other thing I did is I talked to my husband. I kind of was avoiding it because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be complaining. It's like, he knew. He's like, what's going on for you? And I'm like, I'm just feeling big feelings. And he's like, well, what's going on? I'm like, I don't even really know. I'm just kind of experiencing some different feelings. I'm trying to figure it out. And I said, actually, I probably need to go journal and see if I can figure it out. And I just thanked him. I got a big hug. So being able to talk to someone that we trust, whether it's a friend or a spouse, that can also be another thing to help us when we're having a down day. After I talked with my husband, I went and pulled out my journal and I just started writing. I just started writing a lot of the thoughts I had going on, and they weren't very happy, pleasant thoughts. It was a lot of kind of discouraged kind of thoughts because that's what I'm feeling. But I just allowed myself to write them and then write them without judgment so I could kind of see what was going on for me. And that was helpful. I had some insights of some of the things I was thinking that was impacting how I was feeling. Another thing that I find to be helpful for me when I'm having a down day is connection with God. Prayer, reading God's word, being able to think about his influence in my life. Those are things that can help me when I'm having a down day. Actually, that helps me on a daily basis, no matter what. So as I've been allowing for the feelings and been working on meeting my needs, I also recognize that it will pass. And I was even laughing with my husband as I was being grumpy. Like, I know this is silly and it will pass. I know that it will pass. I know that it's temporary. And so even being able to recognize that is super helpful. One of the last things that I'm not always so great at doing, but I'm trying to practice and get better at doing this, is just loving on myself. And if I start to notice that I'm being harsh in my thoughts about myself, of catching that, noticing it, but then also releasing it, knowing it's not serving me. And as I release those thoughts, I bring in thoughts that are kinder and more self-compassionate towards myself so that I am not being this harsh critic, which I talked about on a couple podcasts ago about the self-critic. Well, it does show up. And so I just try to work on that compassionate piece. Now, I know that this will pass. I know that I will feel better. Probably tomorrow when I wake up, I will feel better. But it's just good to notice when we have these down days to not make it mean something really big about ourselves and just to know that it will pass. And do what you need to take care of yourself. Notice what you're feeling. Allow for those feelings to be there. Talk to a trusted friend or a spouse. And get out and meet those needs. Whatever those needs are that you have, work on taking care of yourself. Because really, we're the best ones that can do that. I hope this was helpful. And next time that I podcast, I'm sure I will be feeling a lot better. I wanted to give an update before I published this podcast episode because after I recorded this, I had an opportunity with my husband to go and give service to some friends. We have some friends that had some trees that needed to be planted, some very small trees and bushes. And my husband had asked me if I wanted to go with him. And I was kind of reluctant because I was in a bad mood, but I thought, you know what, this will be good for me to get out and to help somebody else kind of get out of my own brain and to serve, get out in the sunshine, play in the dirt. And I did that. And I definitely noticed when I got home that I was feeling better. So that is another thing that if I can sometimes get out of my own brain and see if there's somebody else I can serve, that can oftentimes be helpful for me as well. Now, I do want to add one caveat to this podcast. If you are noticing that you are having a lot of down days, like many, many, many days in a row, that also could be something to notice and to possibly seek professional help for if this is ongoing. When I talk about having down days, I'm talking about a day or two or a couple of days. But if this is going on for many days, this could be an indicator that additional assistance is needed from a professional. So I just want to make sure I put that part in of seeking additional help if there are a lot of down days. That's all I have for this week. I will see you next week on the podcast.
If you're enjoying what you are learning on this podcast and would like to learn more about working with me as your coach, you can message me at midlifemomcoach@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram.
Midlife Mom Coach is my handle. We'll see you next time on the podcast.